朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
每一次耶稣的显现跟来到，都是让喜乐充满大地。
Yes, every time Jesus comes and he appears, he brings forth joy throughout the world.
大卫说，在你面前有满足的喜乐。
David says that your presence is fullness of joy.
在你的右手中有永远的福乐。
Right hand is pleasure forevermore.
这个世界不是不能给我们快乐。
It is not that this world cannot give us joy and happiness.
但是这个快乐永远不能够满足我们。
But this happiness cannot satisfy us.
而且这样子的快乐常常是短暂的，而不是永远的。
And such happiness that we have in this world are temporal. They're not everlasting.
只有在这位宇宙主宰的面前，我们有满足的喜乐，有永远的福乐。
Only in the author of this universe, in his presence, we have joy forevermore.
呀，我们非常高兴，我跟于师母。到亚洲去了一个月，哈，平安的去，平安的回来。
Pastor Nancy and I took a trip in Asia, a missionary trip. We went in peace. We came back in peace.
我照着 Jeff 的交代 ，stayed negative.
As Jeff's reminder for me, for us to stay negative.
我们从来没有一次这么密集的被人家检验啊。
We have never been examined in such a way.
过去的30天里面做了10几次的快筛，包括在香港才5天做了3次的 PCR 啊。
And the last 10 days alone, we went through numbers of testing.
但是我们最高兴的是，在这次去台湾跟香港里面，参加了很多的聚会，也跟很多的弟兄姊妹私下有交通。
We were in Taiwan and Hong Kong. We were in a lot of meetings and privately we had a lot of fellowship of brothers and sisters.
也包括跟博训的学员见面交通，还有很多人临时要求加入博训。
And again, having some time of fellowship with the students that are in the CTC program, and the last minute, there's some that wants to join the program.
让我跟于师母很感动的就是，他们其实所面对的挑战。跟政治的环境安全各方面其实都比我们艰难很多。
And what really impressed us is that the challenges they face both politically and in their environments in many ways are more harsh, more severe than what we face.
但是弟兄姊妹都非常非常的渴慕爱主哈。
But brothers and sisters all have a hunger and a longing and love for the Lord.
你在香港，你在马路上绝对找不到一个人不戴口罩的。
You will not find someone on the streets in Hong Kong that is not wearing a mask.
但是有一天，我跟他们教会几个长老交通，他们一共有12个聚会点，好几千个人的聚会。
And one day I was sharing with the elders of the churches there, and they have many, many different locales and the thousands of membership.
我们谈起来有多少人已经回到现场来聚会哈。
And when we start talking about how many people actually came back physically to the meeting place.
我说我们。大概三分之二吧，大概快80%了。
And I say we're probably approaching 80%.
哇，他们夸奖我。
And they said, "Wow!"
夸奖我们哈，他说真棒啊。
You guys are fantastic.
哪里晓得？当我问他们，那你们回来的多少？
And then I asked them, "What is your return rate?"
你猜他们回来的多少？
Do you know what's their return rate?
95%
95%
他只剩下很少数真正身体有亏欠不是有困难或是很年长的不方便回来95%的都回来了
Only those who are seriously ill or very very old or elderly most of them all came back
你可以看得出他们里面对主的需要跟爱慕
You discover the longing and the love they have for the Lord
那也非常谢谢弟兄姊妹为我们的祷告
We also want to take this time to thank all the brothers and sisters your prayers for us.
虽然我们有很多的聚会，但是抽空也都分别去看了医生啊。
And we did have a lot of meetings, and then in our spare time, we went to see some doctors.
我们在台湾曾经去过两个很有名的医院，见到了两个非常非常有名的这个 耳鼻喉这方面的专家。
And we saw a couple of renowned physicians regarding the nose, mouth, and ear field.
他们帮于师母的声带附近的神经做了各样的检验。
And they did some examination of Pastor Nancy's vocal cord.
他们两个的结论都说叫我们不要再抱着盼望他会恢复了。
And their conclusion is that don't keep the hope that you will recover.
因为已经过了五个月了，他们秀他们那个测验肌电图的结果，一个是这么生龙活虎的，一个是麻痹的不动了。
Five months has gone by. One side of her vocal cord is very, very active. The other side is pretty much not moving.
当然我看到于师母听到这些消息，说她再也不能唱歌，她难过的掉泪啊。
And when she receives the news that maybe she's not going to be able to sing anymore, she started to cry.
但是我非常非常感谢主，也佩服他里面的 inner strength， 他马上就恢复了向主的信心跟祷告。
And I want to thank God for her inner strength and her faith towards the Lord and how she responded in prayer towards God.
我们的盼望永远是在主的身上。
Our hope is forever in the Lord Jesus Christ.
也谢谢弟兄姊妹的祷告，我们永远不丢弃我们的盼望。
And we thank you for your continual prayer. We will never cast away our hope.
当人说不行的时候，其实留下的空间，让神来行神迹，让神的恩典来介入。
And when man says it's impossible, then we now discover that there's room for God to do something miraculous.
我知道很多的弟兄姊妹都在不同的难处中。
I know that many brothers and sisters, you are all in various type of challenges and trials.
不管现场的、线上的，我知道我们在各式各样不同的难处里面。
Whether you are here in person or you're watching online, I know you guys are all in various trials.
有身体健康的，有在职场上的，有在家庭、婚姻关系啊、亲子关系上的各式各样的问题。
Some pertaining to our health, some pertaining to our work and our family relationships, all sorts of challenges.
但是不管在怎样的难处里面。
But no matter what the difficulties that we're in.
有三件事情我们永远不能丢掉的。
There are three things that we can never cast away.
一个是相信神永远的爱和够用的恩典。
One is to trust that he's forever love and his grace is sufficient.
虽然在过程中我们常常觉得神不爱我们或是恩典不够用。
And then in the process, a lot of time we come to feel that God, you don't love me enough, and I don't have enough grace.
但是信心让我们知道，让我们信任神永远爱我们，而且他说恩典够用，就是够用。
But faith allows us to discover that when He says that I love you, that my grace is sufficient for you, it is sufficient.
第二件事情不要丢的就是相信神永远的同在。
The second thing that we are not to cast away is to believe His ever presence.
仇敌让我们常常怀疑或是忽略了神的同在。
The enemy will oftentimes bring us into the place of doubt or even question God's presence.
其实神的同在不仅仅是一个伟大的事实。
God's presence is not only a wonderful truth.
是我们随时都可以来经历的，来进入的。
But it is also something that we can enjoy and enter into anytime.
当我们真碰到他的同在的时候，其实你发现很多的东西都过去了。
And when we encounter his presence, you discover a lot of those difficulties, they will pass away.
第三件事情。
And the thirdly,
就是我们永远不要忽略了这一切的遭遇背后有神的 divine purpose, 有他神圣的目的和工作。
And do not neglect that in the midst of all of these encountering, God has a divine purpose.
神借着这一切的难处让我们有机会第一手的来认识他，来经历他。
Through all of these trials and these challenges, that you can experience him firsthand.
万事互相效力，就是要叫我们像耶稣。
It's all things work together so that we may be like Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹加油。
So brothers and sisters, be encouraged.
我看见我们的信仰在每一个人的身上都在面对挑战。
And I know all of our faith.Every one of our faith is being challenged.
外面可以有难处，我们可以受到一些搅扰，但是我们里面的人却反而越来越刚强。
There are outward challenges, outward difficulties, but our inner man needs to be strengthened day unto day.
就像于师母上一次讲到讲的，好，外体可以一天毁坏一天，但是里面的人内心却一天新是一天。
Just as Pastor Nancy has shared that our body day unto day may be decaying, may be destroyed, but the inner man is strengthened day to day.
今天是我今年最后我们最后一次的 combined meeting.
This is the last combined service for the year.
也是我们对约书亚记要有一个打结总结。
And we're coming to a summary of the book of Joshua.
这个 记得年轻读书的时候，每次碰到大考、联考的时候，老师最后给我们的总复习都是最重要的。
And I remember every time we come to our final exams, and with that final review, we all pay attention because that's the most important review.
就是这些重点不可以忘记的。
So all the key points that you are not to forget.
那我们今天要来很快的一下把约书亚记做一个很重要的打结。
So very quickly, we're going to come and summarize the book of Joshua.
虽然这卷书的故事是3400多年前的事情。
Though the story happened 3,400 some years ago.
在历史上真正发生的事情。
And something that actually happened in human history.
但是它里面所蕴含的教训，神要我们所知道。他工作的原则其实是一模一样的。
But the lesson within these stories and what he wants us to learn today, it is exactly the same.
对我们今天一样真实。
And it's equally real for us.
我们很快的来看一下今天的背诵。对不起，今天的主题是讲到天朝不移，路满只由。
And the theme of the message today is an unwavering heavenly calling, a path of abundant blessings.
弟兄姊妹，如果记得的话，就是我们20周年啊，我们的标题。
And this is actually the theme for our 20th year anniversary for SVCA.
从这句话顾名思义可以知道在这里有一个荣耀属天的呼召，永远不改变的呼召。
And this theme tells us that there is a calling that is from above, and this calling never changes.
我们被神从世界里面召出来。
And we are called out of this world by God.
被神摆在一条荣耀的道路。
And we've been placed upon this way, a glorious way.
不仅仅它的标杆充满了荣耀。
Not only its goal, its aim is full of glory.
整个沿路上都是荣耀，都是恩典。
But along this entire way is full of glory and it's full of the grace of God.
天朝不移，路满只由。
And again, it's an unwavering heavenly calling. It is a path that is full of the abundant blessings of God.
大卫在诗篇里面不仅仅讲他用恩典为我们年岁的冠冕，我们的路径都滴下只由。
And David in the Psalm says that he has crowned my days, crowned my years with his glory, and all of my ways, all of my path is full of his blessings.
但是我们越认识他的恩典，越认识自己的不配，觉得第一不太能表达，所以叫路满只由。
So the more we understand His grace, the more we know how little we are, we begin to discover against the fullness of His grace and His blessings in our lives.
我们现在来读今天的背诵经文，以弗所书1:17-19。
I'd like to ask everybody to read our memorization verses together, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 19.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。英文。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power towards us who believe, according to the working of His great might.
保罗在这里有一个迫切的祷告，为我们祷告了三件事情。
Paul has an earnest prayer for us. He prayed for these three things.
所以在这里有三个 key words, 三个很关键的字。
There are three key words or key phrases.
一个是恩召。
One is the calling.
一个是基业。
And one is inheritance.
一个是能力。
And then the power.
神把我们从世界救出来，召出来。
God has redeemed, God has saved us, called us out of this world.
他有一个荣耀的基业要赐给我们。
There's a glorious inheritance He wants to give us.
而在这一路上，让我们怎么样子靠着所得的基业，就是指的耶稣基督。
And along this way, how do we having this inheritance that is Christ?
借着他的生命和能力，让我们在地上过得胜的生活，能够让神的旨意成就。
Through His life and through His power, we can live a victorious life, that the will of God would be accomplished in our lives.
你不觉得这在2022年快要结束的时候，这一段经文非常重要吗？
To come to realize how important these words are as we come to the conclusion of 2022.
再次提醒我们，我们是蒙召的一般人。
Once again, we are reminded we are a people that has been called.
我们得救是讲到我们蒙恩。
We are saved because we are in the grace of God.
我们蒙召 讲到神把荣耀的使命托给我们。
And we are called because God now has given us a glorious commission.
所以我们不光要做一个得救的基督徒，更要做一个得胜的基督徒。
Not only we need to be a Christian that has been saved, but we need to be a victorious Christian.
我们不光得着了基督做生命能力。
Not only do we have the life and the power of Christ to be our lives.
我们要靠着这个生命和能力，在地上过得胜的生活。
That by His life and by His power and His might, we live a victorious life.
好，所以在这里提到了这三件事情。
So therefore, it's reminded us of these three things.
那我们在讲约书亚记的时候，特别讲到神用迦南地来表明那位丰富的全有全足全丰的基督。
And as we begin to walk through the book of Joshua, we describe how the land of Canaan represents Christ, the all-sufficient Christ.
以色列百姓是进迦南地，叫做牛奶与蜜之地。
And the people of Israel enter into Canaan as the land flowing with milk and honey.
叫做迦南美地。
It is the Beulah land.
好，我们上次讲到它其实就是指的在基督里面。
It is speaking, it's giving us a picture of what it means to be in Christ.
神在基督里把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给我们。
That in Christ, God has given us all the heavenly blessings.
所以迦南地第一件事情就是讲到我们在基督里承受了祝福，这是属天所有的祝福。
So being in Canaan, the very first thing that it tells us is that we now are able to inherit all the blessings that are in Christ.
不管你我今天经历了多少哈。
It doesn't matter how much you and I have experienced thus far.
不管我自己信得来信不来。
Whether you can acknowledge or whether you can believe it or not.
神已经一次完全而且永远的把所有属灵的祝福都在基督里给了我们。
God once and for all has already given all the blessings to us in Christ.
我们不要像那个乞丐捧着一个无价之宝的古董一辈子当乞丐。
And we don't want to be like that beggar that holds a precious a vessel in our hand and is begging for money for the rest of our lives.
第二个，神在基督里把神伟大的生命性情都赐给了我们。
And secondly, in Christ, the nature, the beauty of God, that His life has been given to us.
不是只是叫我们将来不下火湖而已。
It is not merely so that we do not end up in hell.
也不是只有叫我们的罪得到赦免而已。
It is not merely that our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪一辈子都解决不完的。
Our sins continues for the rest of our lives.
因为我们生在罪中，长在罪中，生来就是个罪人。
Because we are born in sin, we live in sin, we are sinners.
神把圣洁的生命给我们，就是叫我们脱离所有旧造的败坏的本性。
But God has given us a holy life that we may be separated, we may depart from those life, the life of corruption.
在这么伟大的生命里面，靠着他的能力，在地上过不一样的生活。
That in this wonderful life of Christ, that by His power, we will live a different life.
这一次疫情临到全地，对不对？
The pandemic came to the whole world.
正好是神儿女们最好为主做见证的机会。
It is the best opportunity for the children of God to testify for God.
证明我们里面的生命跟这个世界是不一样的。
To testify that the life within us is different from the life of this world.
证明那在我里面的比在世界的更大。
To testify that He who is in me is greater than He is of this world.
第三件事情讲到迦南地，讲到基督的时候。
And thirdly, when we look at Canaan, when we look at Christ.
希伯来书第三章第四章讲到在基督里。那个最深的满足和那个完全的安息。
The book of Hebrews tells us the deepest longing and the deepest satisfaction and peace.
他劝我们要竭力进入那安息。
Is in Christ that we need to be diligent to enter into that rest.
所以弟兄姊妹，这都是讲到在基督里面的。
And again, all of these things that I just illustrated speaks of what we have in Christ.
我这次不管在台湾、在香港，或者在不同的教会里面讲到，在我最后培灵会结束的时候
，Whether it's in Taiwan, whether it's in Hong Kong, every time we have a gathering at the very conclusion,
我都希望他们跟我重复三句话，是我们新人门训里面一直讲的。
I always wanted them to repeat after me, repeat these three phrases is what we repeat again and again in our CTC training curriculum.
享受基督的内住
to enjoy the indwelling Christ
接受基督的替代
to receive the substitution of Christ
活出基督的荣美
to live out the glorious beauty of Christ
弟兄姊妹，你不觉得这三句话太重要了吗？
Don't you think that these three things are so important in our lives?
这么伟大的神，万有不够他居住的
this awesome and glorious God that there is no dwelling place in the whole universe for him
他居然降卑住在我的心中
that he would humble himself and dwell in our hearts.
基督成了我们的世界。
That Christ would become our world.
基督是一切，又在一切之内。
On the wall, you see that Christ is all and in all.
享受他的内住。
To enjoy the indwelling Christ.
然后接受他的替代
and then to receive the substitution of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情这些年在我里面给我太大太大的提醒和光照
These years, the Lord has given me such great reminder and such great understanding.
我们有太多的改变，但是不是基督里的蜕变
There's a lot of changes in our life, but they are not transformations in Christ.
那是我努力的结果，那是我的 performance, 但是不见得是从基督来的
They are the effort. They are my own.Own efforts, they are of my own strength, but they did not necessarily come from Christ.
神在我们身上要得着的是耶稣基督。
What God desires to have in our lives is Jesus Christ.
我于宏杰算得了什么？
Pastor Yu, who is he?
你又算得了什么？
Who are you?
我们的努力，我们的结果，如果不是从基督的替代来的，神通通不要。
All of our efforts, all of our endeavors, if they are not from Christ, God says, I do not want any of these.
有一天他要用火来验收我们所有人这一生的果效。
One day, all the things of your life will be tried by fire.
弟兄姊妹，二零二二年就要过去了。
Brothers and sisters, 2022 is about to pass away.
我在每一个地方也都问了他们这三个问题，我都问过弟兄姊妹。
So everywhere I go, all the brothers and sisters, I ask these three questions.
让我再问一次。
I'm going to ask them again.
二零二二年，你回想一下。
In 2022, when you think back,
到底在我生命中有多少真正的蜕变和突破
？And this year.How much of the change is true transformation and breakthrough?
是从耶稣基督的替代来的。
And that came through the replacement, the substitution of Christ.
保罗说，凡是长进，连于元首基督。换句话说，每一件事，我们都应该长进，都可以长进，而且都应该在基督里长进。
Paul says, grow all things unto Christ or into Christ. In another word, everything we encounter, everything in our lives, we ought to grow. We ought to grow into Jesus Christ.
但是我们有很多的长进不是在基督里的。
But there's a lot of growth in our life that is not in Christ.
我们知识长进，我们技术长进，我们经验长进，我们钱财长进。但是弟兄姊妹，神要的是基督生命在我们里面长大成熟。
We grow in our understanding, we grow in our knowledge.We grow in our finances. We grow in all these things. But what the Lord desires is that the life of Christ will mature and grow in us.
同一个问题的第二个问题就是，不光二零二二年，这三年的疫情，整整三年了，我们最大的蜕变是什么？讲得出来，讲不出来。
And the second question is, in these past 3 years, as we go through this pandemic, what is the greatest transformation in my life, in our life? Can you speak of it?
不要说三年是很长的时间。不能没有答案的。
These 3 years is a substantial amount of time. You cannot walk away without an answer.
在我们这一生里面，有几个大难处能够像这一次疫情带给人类的影响
？How many challenges in our lifetime would have the similar degree of impact as the pandemic in our lives these years?
如果这么大的疫情都不能让我有蜕变，在主面前被主来改，不晓得要怎么样子的难处管教和击打，我这个人才会醒悟过来。
In such challenges, these days of trials, if there is no transformation, there's no change in me, to what extent would God have to do in our lives so that we would be steered toward His direction?
我们不要去要求别人，去批判别人，都问问自己这个问题，我这三年到底有什么地方是被基督的替代所带来的蜕变。
Brothers and sisters, I want to ask everyone, don't look at anyone else. Don't put your finger on anybody else. Look at ourselves. We ask ourselves the questions, what in my life has truly been transformed because there's a substitution of the life of Christ.
同样一个问题的第三个小问题就是从我们得救到现在从基督住进来到我今天不管一年十年二十年五十年有多少的蜕变在我的生命中发生
The extension of that question is since the day of my redemption, since the day of me coming to faith in Christ, whether it is 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, how much of the transformation really came about in your life because the substitution of Christ?
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人知道明天怎么样。
But it's just none one of us will know what tomorrow brings.
在于师母中风之后没有多久，我最那么亲爱的一个叔叔也中风，但是就从此走掉了。
Right after Pastor Nancy suffered this minor stroke, a dear uncle of mine also suffered a stroke and went to be with the Lord.
我们回台湾跟同学相聚，一个这么熟的基督徒，他说他的先生说走就走，突然走掉了。
And I was meeting with friends, longtime friends, and they just told me that her husband all of a sudden passed away.
健健康康的，中午还在那边讲话，快快乐乐的，人说走就走了。
They were very healthy, right? At the noontime, they were talking to one another, and then all of a sudden, he passed away.
今生的果效要随着我们去见主的。
The labors, the fruit of this life, we need to bring those and go see the Lord.
先不管别人怎么看我们。
Forget about how other people look at us.
甚至我们不管自己怎么看自己。
Maybe to the same extent that we don't judge ourselves.
我常常被自己怎么看自己给欺骗了。
A lot of times, I would be deceived by the way I have evaluated myself.
我更常常被别人怎么看我给欺骗了。
And sometimes I've been deceived by the way other people look at me.
我要在乎神怎么看我。
I need to care about how God sees me.
我甚至要在乎撒旦怎么看我们。
I may to the extent care about how Satan sees me.
因为撒旦非常识货，属不属灵他清清楚楚。
Because he knows what's real, he knows what's true spirituality.
所以今天我在讲总结丢子们，我觉得这段信息太重要了。我希望我们都醒过来，不要让2022随便过去。
Brothers and sisters, it is so important as we come to the summary. This message, it is so important that we all wake up, that we don't let 2022 just pass us by.
希望我们很珍惜。用心的谦卑的到圣灵面前让主来光照我们
and that we are sincere with all of our hearts we humble ourselves before the presence of the Spirit of God and come and see him
我在说天朝不移路满只由
and I again say we have an unwavering calling and this path is full of the abundance of God
神召我们进入与他儿子交通里面就是哥林多前书一章九节的英文翻译 Call into the fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. God has called us into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ.
他把基督给了我们
He's given us Christ.
让我们借着跟基督的连结与交通我的生命不断地来被他改变
That through the union and through the fellowship with Christ, that my life continues to be changed.
这个恩典远远大过我找到了工作我娶了老婆我生了孩子我的各方面的改善
This grace surpasses is me finding a job, finding a wife, and all the other extraneous changes in my life.
因为那些都会过去。
Because all those things, they will pass away.
只有基督永远不过去。
Only Christ remains.
所以我从两个角度来讲，第一个，从神荣耀的呼召和丰盛的恩典来看。
And from two perspectives, I want to share this message this morning. One is from God's glorious calling and the abundance of His grace.
不要紧张，好，我前言才刚刚讲完。
Don't be afraid. I just finished my introduction.
我还会准时下来的。
I will be on time. I will be on time today.
从神荣耀的呼召和丰盛的恩典来看。
And again, from the perspective of God's glorious calling and abundant grace.
在这里有一个特别的呼召。
Here, there's a very special calling.
在这里，神为我们预备了一条特别的道路。
And God has prepared a very special way for us.
神为我们预备了一个荣耀的结局。
And God has prepared a glorious end for us.
基督，他是 Alpha。他是 Omega， 他是起初的，他是最后的终结者。
Jesus Christ, He's the Alpha, He's the Omega, He's the beginning, He is the end.
而在中间这一的整段路，基督是一切。
And then again, in between beginning and end, right in the middle of it, He is all and in all.
所以在这里讲到，我们是一般蒙召成为属神的独居之民。
And we need to come to understand that we are a people called belonging to God who dwells alone.
所以出埃及记十九章就讲到，神好像老鹰一样把我们从埃及给背出来。
And Exodus chapter 19 says that God has bore us; He's carrying us like an eagle.
弟兄姊妹，其实到了新约，我们知道岂止是像老鹰背到迦南地呢
？And when we come to the New Testament, we discover not only did God carry us on eagle's wings.
从新约里面，我们知道是神舍了他的独生爱子。
And then we come to discover that carrying is because He has given His only Son.
为了把我们救出来。
That He would.Save and redeem us.
更是为了把我们带进去。
For the purpose that we may be brought into.
Cost his life.
It cost his life.
其实耶稣基督为我们流血舍命，使我们能够成为君尊的祭司。
And when Jesus shed his blood and died for us, that we may become royal priests.
成为圣洁的国度。
To be a holy nation.
所以我们在读约书亚记的时候
So when we come and read the book of Joshua
一开始神就对约书亚说起来
And right at the very beginning God says rise
叫他起来
He says rise
而且要往我所指示你的地去。
And to the land which I am giving to them, to the children of Israel.
让这个百姓承受那地为业。
And that they shall have this land as inheritance.
所以神为了这样子的一个呼召。
And for this particular call,
神给了约书亚三个应许。
God gave Joshua three promises.
现在开始期考复习。
And now is the exam time, is to review what we talked about.
第一个。凡你脚掌所踏之地都要赐给你。
Number one, everywhere the sole of your foot treads, it will be yours.
换句话说，基督徒、基督教决定不是说说谈谈的宗教。
And another word, Christianity is not just merely on our lips.
是一个需要走路、需要经历、需要有属灵实际的信仰。
You need to be active. It is something. It's a faith that you got to move. You got to walk.
脚掌所踏的才是我们的。
Everywhere you, the sole of your feet tread, it will be yours.
在客观上，神已经把基督给我们了。
And again, objectively, God has given Christ to us.
但是在主观上，我们几斤几两，完全根据我们走了多少路。
But subjectively, how much you have, all determines of how much you have walked with Christ.
每一步路叫我们得生命，而且得着更丰盛的生命。
And every step that we take, we receive the life of Christ and a life that is more abundant.
第二个应许。
And the second promise.
在你平生的日子。
And all the days of your life.
必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
No man, no one shall be able to stand before you.
要不甘心被任何人挡下来。
Do not allow anyone to stop you on this journey.
弟兄姊妹，我再说，要不甘心被任何的人事物把我们挡下来。
But sister, we cannot allow anyone or anything to stop us along this way.
你可以有百分之百的理由去责怪别人，那他真的是错了，他害了你，他绊倒你。
You may have 100 reasons, 100% you are right, the reason that this person has stumbled you and has offended you.
但是神在乎
But what God cares about,
是我们到底有没有继续往前
Are we still pressing forward?
所以弟兄姊妹我不知道今天挡住我们的是什么
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what is in your way today
可能就是你最近刚刚拿到的 offer 一个新的工作
Maybe it's the offer you just received your new job
它很可能挡住你继续往前
Maybe that is the one thing that is going to stop you from progressing forward
很可能是你最近刚生的孩子
Maybe it's the child that was just added to your house
它成为我的捆绑
It becomes something that holds you down
也许是我们的一个罪或者一个不好的习惯我们到今天不肯对付
Maybe it's a sin Maybe it's a bad habit that you're unwilling to deal with until today.
神对我们的一个要求，我们不肯降服。
Maybe because something the Lord required of you, and you're unwilling to surrender to.
所以照着宋尚杰博士告诉我们的那个最大的阻挡者就是我。
Dr. Song says that one person that resists us most of the time is ourselves.
我们很容易把责任原因丢给旁边的人事物。
A lot of times we would blame other people and other things.
但是更多的时候，其实挡住的是我自己。
More often we discover the one that hinders us from moving forward is ourselves.
第三个应许。
And the third promise.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。